Welcome back to the Eric Lee Show with Nick Smith on WSLY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Hour number two. This is Jazzy.
Who's that lady?
I thought that's what it sounded like. There it is. Because, but we all know this lady.
I think of Anchorman. I think of that scene where that happens in there where the strong woman comes into the scene. Just kind of forget that's what happened here.
No, that's pretty good. Christina Applegate is a barely same age Julie Moore Wolf.
Actually, for Halloween, I was Ron Burgundy.
Were Ron Burgundy?
I'm looking for pictures.
I saw that picture of
Vanessa Corningstone. That's your name.
Yes.
Veronica Corningstone.
Veronica Corningstone. You know, when the credits are rolling, when they're calling each other names but laughing about it. I could see you and Doug doing that every now and then.
Well, it wasn't me and Doug doing that. It was, others.
Just the friends. If you were Ron, that's pretty. Hour two, by the way, welcome back. It is our Who Dis segment, our second ever Who Dis segment.
I'm so honored.
Yeah, and what's even better is you didn't listen to Chubby Brown, so you have no idea what to expect.
I didn't have time.
I understand. You're busy. You're the mayor of a town.
I'm totally in charge.
That's not your full time job. Yeah. Hour two all week long, courtesy of Borey Law Offices. By the way, they're downtown Decatur, 225 South Main Street. Borey Law That's a great Ron Burgundy. I was Ron Burgundy 2 years ago. That's a way better costume. Did you have a dog? Did you take a?
I thought about it.
Yeah.
My dog's not very good though. She's a bad dog. I love her, but she's terrible.
I had a dog with like a toy dog, and it still works. So people will hit the button.
That would have been a good.
But it
good
walks.
Plan.
I have it on the board in the other room. It just walks off my board and knocks everything off. Like stop hitting the button. I didn't think it would work. Why would you hit the button? Borey Law Offices, by the way, specializing in bankruptcy, family law, update the will. They also, expertise in things like divorce and child placement, real estate law, things like that. It's a whole lot of things you wish you don't have to call a lawyer for, but if you do, they're going to help you through the process as easy as possible. 422-2400, 422-2400, Borey Law Offices. We start hour two. Who Dis is kind of a combination of, our trivia night because we had a trivia category named Who Dis. It was just pictures of celebrities. So it's just funny to say Who Dis a lot of times. And our 3 minutes of fury, which was a video we used to do with our high school students, which we'll do in our next segment, where I just ask you a whole bunch of questions, spitfire. We see how many you answer.
Oh, I would be terrible on a game show, so I'll probably just be
it's not really
a
game.
Passing.
They're questions about you.
Yeah, I probably won't remember.
First one's a middle name. Think hard about that over there.
I can do that one.
Next couple minutes, yeah. Just things you like. But a lot of this stuff I have learned and maybe forgotten or I do remember, but I think you've had a fascinating life, right? Do you feel like it?
You know, I in many ways feel like, I've stumbled my way into some really cool opportunities.
Yeah.
So, and things that I didn't, a lot of people have a plan, a really good plan. I didn't have a good plan.
Yeah, really?
You
just reacted.
No, I did things and kind of built one on top of another. But, I'd worked at WAND for a long time and really was looking for a change because my kids were little and I needed a change. And job came open at the Chamber of Commerce. The guy had been there for like 17 years, middle-aged white guy, businessman, very stoic. I was the polar opposite.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I'll apply for that. That sounds fun. I had really no idea what all went into it. But
now, where are you from originally?
Mattoon.
Mattoon. So you were in the ballpark of here. It's not crazy that you made a home in Decatur. But a lot of people, a number of WAND former employees have made a home here, and they weren't from here.
Well,
it says something about Decatur.
Yeah, it really does. And I'll be honest. When I
In a world where you climb ladders and go to other markets.
Right. This was like not the dream job.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But, I came here in 1986 for 1 year.
I had
a 3-year contract, but then I was going to move on to, a major market or at least someplace with a beach or something, And you move up and because moving up meant move up in pay and, prestige and everything else.
Sure.
And that was in 1986. It's been a really long year, but no, we love it here.
Did you go to school for that?
I did. I actually started out at Millikan because, my mom went to Millikan. She's 95.
Wow.
My sisters went to Millikan. Both my brothers-in-law went to Millikan. I mean, I'm from Mattoon, so it was a close thing.
Yeah.
Mainly because I chickened out of doing what I really wanted to do. And I wanted to go to journalism school. And I went, I'd been accepted at University of Missouri, checking out.
Really?
But I went to Milliken for 2 years as a business major, which was a great plan.
Yeah.
You know, statistics and all that was just absolutely up my economics, uh-huh. all that up my alley.
Well, but, probably good you got some of it now.
Yeah, absolutely. But transferred to Mizzou my junior year.
So you did go to
Mizzou. I did, got my journalism degree, and then actually got a job in TV.
Yeah. So, gosh, I can't believe you're a Mizzou Tiger. I didn't know this.
Until. Yeah.
Yeah. But you've adopted Illinois. Well, you started with Illinois, probably. Right?
Yeah, I'm homegrown. Yeah.
All right. I mean, what do you do when they play each other in a bragging rights game?
Well, I honestly, I had a daughter at Mizzou and a daughter at the U of I.
Oh, that's right.
And we would go to the bragging rights game, and so every year I would switch my ensemble.
Okay. All right. So. Fair enough. You're an equal opportunity fan. I like it.
Well, I owe both schools a lot of money, so we'll go with that.
Good point. And still Milliken, probably. No.
no, school was cheaper then.
That's true. Okay, good enough.
Yeah, way back.
I was kind of the same way. I wanted to go to Northwestern, but I was like, chickened out / probably wouldn't have got it anyway. Didn't even try. I should have tried after a few years, but life would have been different.
There's still time.
Should I try to go back?
You should.
Yeah. Might as well try to play baseball, too. So at the time that you started WND, had you been anywhere else?
Yeah, my first job was in Amarillo, Texas.
Oh, okay.
And when I started out there, it truly was Anchorman. There was no woman on the 6 and 10 o'clock
really?
News because people wanted their news from men.
Wow, especially in Texas, probably.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So were they taking a chance?
No, I started out in the morning news,
okay.
And I was the newsroom had two women in it. I was one of the two because the federal government said they had to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they would give the new girl, because you were a girl, you weren't a woman, the worst hours. So I went to work at 4:30 in the morning, worked until about 6 at night. I was on call. I was my own photographer. And they would give you the crime beat because they knew that'd scare you off. And
oh,
I loved it.
I
had the best time. I loved murder trials. I had the best job.
Really?
Yeah. But I worked my way up, and within a year of being there, they kind of saw the light and things were changing in the industry because it was the 80s and you needed to put a woman on the news because they were starting to lose some market.
Was it happening in
Texas?
The
station across town had put, a woman on the 6 and 10 o'clock news, and they started to eat into our ratings. And so they put me on because they didn't have anybody else. So I wasn't very good.
But was that what you wanted to do?
Yeah. I loved reporting.
Yeah.
Anchoring's really pretty boring, but that's where you make more money, and you get to do a lot of the fun stuff.
Yeah. So Amarillo to where?
Decatur.
Right to
mm-hmm.
here. And for a year.
Yeah.
Was Mike Browning there then?
He was. Oh no. I started out with Tom Green and then Wes Sims. Mike Browning was number three of mine.
Mike's the first guy I remember as a kid. What year would you and Mike been?
Oh, let me see. Probably, I'm trying to go by our kids because I'm trying to think time wise because we were pregnant a lot at the same time.
80s, so. Though. Late 80s?
No, that would have been late 80s, early 90s. I got married in 88. My first child was in 90. So, that would have been, probably early 90s.
Okay. All right. When did you get married?
1988.
Where did you meet? Did you meet Doug and Decatur?
Yep. He was, we had the best arrangement because I worked nights, he worked days.
Oh, yeah.
So it was
stay together forever with that schedule.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've seen you guys post before, but it was a newsroom.
Yeah, pretty much. Because, well, you know what it's like in media. You work really weird hours. And so, people who work till 10:30
at night.
You're just done. Yeah. And so it's like we would go out late at night, and nothing's really happening.
Yeah.
On, at 11 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Depends how well you party.
Well, apparently not that well. So.
That's pretty good. I mean, and Doug is still with WAD, obviously.
Well, he left for a long time. He was a financial planner.
Right.
So he went back probably 5 or 6 years ago.
Gotcha. You guys have made some big moves then.
Yeah.
Leaving bittersweet, finally?
I was kind of done because if you live in a town the size of Decatur and you're very involved in the community, which we have always been, we've volunteered, done a lot, bad things happen and you start to know the people that they're happening to.
Oh, okay.
And I had hit a point too, not just for personal reasons to be able, my son was playing Little League. Well, I'd go see his game in between the 6 and 10 o'clock news. Don't touch mommy. I gotta go back, And I just, it was kind of a poignant night I had three little kids. I had two of them in the bathtub, one in the pumpkin seat. I'm sitting on the lid of the toilet, eating my dinner and trying to read them a story before I went back to do the news.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know,
being home at night was the difference.
Well, that made a difference. But there was also the fact that I wanted to do more, and I felt like I was at a place where I was really just telling people what happened instead of trying to make things better.
Okay.
And to move things along.
And there's not really time to go out and be proactive to make
things
better.
Well,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, especially with the three kids.
Mm-hmm.
So Chamber of Commerce?
Went to the Chamber of Commerce from WAND. I was there for about 7 years. Learned a lot about business and about economics and what it really takes to help businesses grow. And also about trying to build consensus and get people together on projects. And we worked really hard to bring – and this was at a time when, you know, business and labor didn't like each other very much.
Yeah.
Okay? And
sure.
We worked really hard to bring business together with labor to try and get money for Route 51 to widen it. And so we lobbied together and really built a strong coalition and some consensus because, business and labor are going to disagree on a lot of issues.
Sure.
But when you can bring them together and – you know, for the causes that you believe in. And that was important to both groups.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of, and learned a lot about Washington. I'd never been to Washington before until I went to the Chamber of Commerce. Learned about lobbying in Springfield and D.C. So,
So now you just use that to go and strengthen DMH for a long time.
Yeah.
And
then worked at DMH for 10 years and a lot of great people. I'm at St. Mary's now. So it's like I've gotten, you know, my master's in a lot of different things. It seems like healthcare, politics, you name it.
But, I mean, did you know what you were doing? Did you know the chamber was going to strengthen you to then go help
a
couple businesses? You know?
I just thought it was a great opportunity and I had some ideas of things I wanted to do. But I learned so much along the way about things like that. I just had no background in transportation. I learned a ton about air service because we lost air service.
Oh,
I had to work to try and bring it back. I learned about lobbying, about what it takes to build a road, you know, how much money it is and the things that go into it, from environmental studies to, you know, the just different components.
So where did the political itch start?
I didn't really have a political itch.
City council member first, right? Was that the first thing you ever ran for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do that.
Really?
But the city council was really struggling with getting things done. We went for a long time where there was a lot of fighting, infighting, and, you know, they really needed to get police space done. We had a drought of the century the year I got married, and then we continued to have problems. But they were having a really hard time coming together, and I was approached about running. I'm like, you're crazy. I have no interest in that whatsoever. And then I was approached a couple more times, and I thought, you know what? You cannot complain about something if you're not willing to step up and try and do something.
Okay.
And so, and it was easy for me. It was right easy for me from the standpoint of I had name recognition because I'd been on TV for a long time.
Yeah.
So people felt like they knew me even if they hadn't met me.
Yeah.
But you know, the other part of it was right about the time that a vote to change Decatur's form of government had failed just recently before that. But the people who were fighting to change Decatur's kind of government were running as a group, and Mike McElroy was running for mayor, Jerry Dawson was running for council, I was running for council, and Larry Foster, and we were the "No, we're not changing Decatur."
Oh, okay.
And so it was, you know, we had a team thing going, and we had the dream team council.
Okay.
We really did.
So that helped you come along, and then Tuna becomes mayor.
And again, I had no further. I was very happy being on that council, being a council person, doing my part. But I didn't have aspirations of running for mayor, running for state rep. A lot of people will see a council seat or a mayoral position as a stepping stone to a bigger office. And I'm good.
Yeah.
You know,
and you can do your part from there.
Well, and I didn't want to run for mayor.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you, I love being mayor. It's not the things you think of or why people want to be mayor. It's the getting stuff done behind the scenes and getting to help a person with something that may not be a big deal.
Yeah.
As well as doing the major vision things and planning for the future. And it takes a long time to get stuff done.
Well, there's also obviously you were close with Tuna, so there's kind of continuing the vision, right?
And absolutely. Well, and that vision started with Paul Osborne. You know, this downtown's.
Yeah.
You know, you look at it now, and I get to take a lot of credit for it. But the reality of it is, this was Paul's vision that was picked up by Tuna and carried, straight to the goalpost.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we're continuing to grow. And I'm so proud of how this turned out and who would have really believed? But they did.
Yeah.
Paul did, then Tuna did.
Yeah, that's great. And it continues on. And you're, where are we in this term? How much time do we have left?
I just was elected.
That was just, okay, so yeah. a year into this term.
Yeah,
November,
well, I'm
right?
About 6 months in.
Oh, it was April.
It's the spring
when we
elections.
Voted, what, April?
I tell you what, and elections are so much fun.
The way time's flying, I thought you were going to tell me 2 years.
No, I'm good for another 3.5.
First elected female mayor, first ever television face in Amarillo, Texas. Did you replace a female here?
I did. Kim okay. Sherwood.
Okay.
So that's going back a long way. So, you know, you're way too young.
But still pretty groundbreaking. And, you know, Chubby, his mentor was Roger Walker, mm-hmm. who was the first black sheriff in the whole state, which I didn't know until he told us. And now Chubby's the same.
Yeah.
We have monumental people on WhoDes. I don't know if you knew that or not.
That's very cool.
We're going to get a break, come back. We're putting her on it's a warm seat. It's not a hot seat. 3 minutes of fury to conclude our WhoDes segment with the mayor, Julie Moore Wolf. Don't go anywhere. Quick break. On the way to this timeout, catch up on some Illini. We've got the Illini segment from Learfield and also a 3-day weather forecast from Matt Hall. One more peek. How much longer until this dirty snow's gone?
Look, it should be gone fairly soon. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies and a low of around 17 degrees. For your Friday, sunny and a high near 40 degrees. And for your Saturday, partly sunny skies and a high near 41. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 32 degrees.
Hi, Fighting Illini fans. I'm Brian Barnhart in Champaign with today's edition of the Illini Today for this Thursday. Today's show brought to you by State Farm Insurance. And on today's show, we hear from head coach Lovie Smith on his emotion on the sideline. Those stories next on the Illini Today.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you great coverage for less. Combining 90s R&B with State Farm radio ads gets you this jam covered for free. Home and coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Kate and Lyle is making food extraordinary. We turn corn grown right here in the heartland into extraordinary ingredients to help our customers make healthier and tastier products enjoyed by millions of consumers around the world. While our business has a global reach, we maintain a strong focus locally, providing comprehensive grain services to our farmers through our elevator network and supporting the communities we both call home. Tate and Lyle, making food extraordinary.
The Illinois football team has won 4 straight Big Ten games for the first time since that Sugar Bowl year of 2001. Some emotional wins along the way, including an upset win of number 6 Wisconsin at the time, and a come-from-behind, the biggest deficit in Illinois history to win at Michigan State last weekend. Head coach Lovie Smith says he maintains his emotion the same, win or lose.
First off, I'm not the show. Don't try to be the show. I've got a job to do. And in order to do my job, I have to be under control. I want the players to be under control. But that's not to say that, I mean, every once in a while, I show a little emotion.
Sure.
And, of course, those guys are always that way. We want guys to just be who you are as much as anything. In the course of a game, you have to stay that way. If that wasn't the case, if you rode the wave of emotion in a game, that would never happen Saturday, because you'd have been down right away. It's over, but you can't do that. So it's always about, you know, when you go into a game, there's going to be at least 60 minutes, and you have to be right on tune on everything throughout that.
Illini men's basketball off this weekend. They will play again on Monday night against Hawaii at 7 p.m. at State Farm Center in Champaign. Illini volleyball back home at Huff this weekend. Tomorrow night, they'll take on Penn State at 7 p.m. Rutgers will be in town at 7 p.m. on Saturday night, again at Huff, as Illini volleyball back in Champaign. And Illini wrestling underway. They got a win over UT Chattanooga this past weekend. They'll battle the Missouri Tigers in St. Louis tonight at 7 p.m. And that'll do it for today's edition of the Illini Today. Go Illini!
Welcome back to the Eric Lee Show with Nick Smith on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
WhoDes marching on. Our Thursday, our second week of a new... If you've missed Tony Brown, Chubby Brown, our Macon County Sheriff, that is still available NowDecatur.com. Go to Eric Lee Interviews on the NowDecatur. Go to NowDecatur Podcasts, and there's Eric Lee Show, which is an hour of our show. You can listen to the beginning of the second hour to hear Chubby, or you can go right to interviews and listen to just his conversation. And this week, we're chatting with the mayor, Julie Moore Wolf. And now what we had dabbed as 3 minutes of fury, when we did this on video, mm-hmm. we do on radio. And, you're ready to answer a bunch of dumb questions.
I'm a little nervous.
You can pass any question you want. Obviously, okay. I'm not going to hold your feet to the fire. The only contest is let's see how many answer. And Chubby answered 33 questions in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't give him credit for one, because I went back and listened to it and I said the island question, and I said, Your pets are, and he took his dogs. I'm like, I already said your dogs would be there, but it's all right. We did that question fast, so I give him credit for it.
Very confused.
33. I'm not going to ask you that question. Some of the questions, if you listened last week, some are going to be the same questions, but we've got a number of new ones as well for the mayor. So we're going to get a countdown, and we're going to get a little Mission Impossible music, because that's the...
God, that's like pressure.
Countdown. You're supposed to get a little tinge.
All right,
a little
here
tinge
comes.
Of nerves.
Five.
All right.
Four. Three.
Who dis?
Two.
3 minutes of fury.
One.
Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. What's your middle name?
Okay.
Nicknames in life.
Julie Bugs.
Who's the better cook at home?
Me.
What's your best dish?
Hamburger helper.
What did 5-year-old old Jules want to grow up to become?
Miss America.
What's your go-to pizza place?
Oh, God, that's hard. We'll go with Del Carmen's.
What's on it?
Everything.
Dream concert. They could be dead or alive.
Billy Joel.
Favorite color?
Blue.
Going on a road trip. Go to the gas station. What are you getting?
Gas.
Just gas?
Bud
snacks?
Light.
Any snacks? Bud Light for the road. Tombstone or Jax?
Tombstone.
Boom! Name a movie that has made you cry.
Oh, the one where Walter Payton died. Keep going. That's
How much
movie.
Sleep did you get last night?
About 4 hours, maybe six.
Name something most people don't know about you.
I had a horse.
You have to wake up to one song for the rest of your life. What is it?
Good Morning, Starshine.
You know what that is. TV show you've seen every episode of.
The Amazing Miss Maisel. Mrs. Maisel.
All right. One skill that you don't know anything about, but you're confident in time, you could become an expert at.
Singing.
How do you drink your coffee?
Well, with cream in the morning, black later in the day.
Favorite teacher in your life?
Miss Kenny.
Who was your first pet? What was your first pet?
Hoppy, a dog.
Favorite movie ever?
Halfway there.
Sound of Music.
Other than yourself, name someone that would make a great mayor someday.
Brian Byers.
Pie or cake?
Pie.
Who plays you in a movie about you?
Goldie Hawn.
Wow, nailed that. Would you rather win $50 million or eliminate all Decatur crime?
$50 million, then I could pay to eliminate.
Not a liar. She's not a liar. Name a food you hate.
Coconut.
Would you rather eat a bucket of coconut or have your pants fall down on a live TV interview?
I'll eat the coconut.
1 minute!
If you had to eat a salad, what's the perfect ingredients?
Avocado and anything.
You have to eliminate one. You can never watch their movies again. Tom Hanks, Denzel Washington, Kevin Costner.
Denzel Washington.
Name somebody you've looked up to in your life.
Tuna.
Perfect night ends with a glass of what?
Wine.
What kind?
Cabernet Sauvignon.
How do you order your steak?
Medium rare.
Name a song, TV show, or movie that you hate.
Mission Impossible.
30 seconds.
18 holes of golf right now at Redtail. What would you shoot?
Badly, 125.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
How many Hillary Clinton pantsuits do you own?
None.
Favorite fruit?
Apples.
If I was going to pay you $1 million, would you 15. Tattoo my face on your body?
No.
Best Decatur celebration act ever?
Vince Vance and the Valiants.
Would you live in Maine County Jail for 6 months if you had no bills when you got out?
Not a prayer.
Four.
Build a perfect sandwich.
Three, two, lots of meat.
Blizzard flavor.
Cookie dough. The cookies. Music stopped.
We ran out of time. You get to finish the last one. That was a pretty good run right there. That was a pretty good run. Tombstone, by the way. I like hearing that. I got to count them up. I think you passed Chubby. That was good. That wasn't hard.
Well, I'm not sure I was honest on all of them. I was just trying to come up with some answers.
Just trying to come up with an answer. What was the one that you said? Walter, there's no movie about Walter Payton dying.
I'm thinking of
Brian Song.
Yes.
Brian Song.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am so bad with names and names.
But it
of
was a Bears running back. Yeah.
That was close.
No, that was.
Be very sad.
I just wonder how many people were like, what? What's the movie where Walter Payton? And Walter Payton did die. So there's plenty of reason for you to be confused.
Well, see, you know, sorry, you did good. It was a very sad movie.
You only had 4 or 6 hours of sleep. How do you... What?
That's I wake up in the middle of the night, and then I watch a little TV, and so do you count that or not?
What do you watch in the middle of the night?
Oh, some crime stories, usually like something like Forensic Files, which, you know, they run all the same ones, so I know them, then I get mad.
$1 million, you wouldn't put a little tattoo of my face
you
on your ankle?
Say how... I didn't hear the ankle part.
I didn't say... Well, the next question is going to be, where would you put it? $1 million?
Well,
I was ready to call you a liar on the $50 million or eliminate Decatur crime because I figured you'd say you had to say get rid of crime and I was going to scream that you're a liar.
Getz has already eliminated it. Our crime rate's the lowest it's been in 20 years. We're fine.
She'd probably put a tattoo of Getz on her somewhere for $1 million.
We all have
I would too. Can we get a good picture of you, Jim, so we can get our tattoos lined up? She's the mayor, Julie Moore Wolf, from Mattoon to Decatur to Columbia, Missouri to Amarillo, Texas, back here. And we've gotten to keep you for so long.
Yeah, I have no plans to go anywhere.
When you retire, will you leave? I mean,
you know what?
You said a beach, you know, you said that, you know, at
you
some
know
point you want to
we,
live.
We, 2 years ago, bought our dream house and just kind of stumbled into it.
Yeah.
But, on the lake, we bought a boat this summer. It's like, I don't want to go anywhere in the summer.
Even when this crap outside happens?
You know what?
November 11th?
We're counting the days. First of all, we're in Christmas season, so I'm good.
You'll travel, but you won't move.
Yeah, and I'm going to travel in the winter. But
yeah,
I can't even imagine retiring.
Yeah.
You know, what would I do? I'm not a good golfer.
120 is not bad right now in this weather, in the dark.
Well, I was only going to play like, that's best ball, and those are my balls.
You'd have run out of balls. Guy ran out of balls. Eddie Pepperell ran out of balls last week and had to forfeit. He's a pro. So it's like, any of us could do that then. I like it. She's Julie Moore Wolf. If you missed that, we'll have all that up together. Thanks for coming and having some fun.
Hey, this was a lot of fun. I'll be back tomorrow.
You usually got to answer them hard questions. You're kissing up, making Byers the next mayor. I hope we can't get to that.
They couldn't come up with anybody. I mean, I was like, I don't know.
Who did Chubby say? Oh, he said Courtney Carson.
Now, that would have been a good answer.
Yeah.
I'm not good at those.
Well,
it's that music, and I'm blaming him.
And now you hate the movie.
That's the only movie I was only going to come up with.
What's that, man?
That was picked by Eric Lee, the music was.
It's the only 3-minute timer I could find that had any sound other than
it actually goes very well.
Yeah.
Hey, are you going to watch Vanna when she's taken over? You know, because what's his name?
She's
filling in because what's his name?
Jack.
Yeah. Sajak had some emergency surgery.
Really?
And so Vanna is not just going to be turning letters. This is huge because Vanna started turning letters when I went into TV news.
Okay.
So we have been together for the journey. Her clothes are way better. And apparently she didn't age.
Yeah, that's
which
a little
is
weird.
Also Sean Streety was he was my co-anchor.
I don't think he's real.
He has not changed at all. And it's like I can pull up pictures of us from then and he looks the same.
When did he go on the air with you?
It would have been 1995 or something like that. 95, 96, somewhere in there.
I sold him makeup at Walgreens one year. I went
did
to Walgreens.
You, really?
You have to buy your own makeup?
Merle Norman's.
This is way back. This is like 90.
So he was wearing makeup before?
He was rocking makeup.
It was one of those things. I was like, okay,
maybe he made his demo.
It was a lot of it. I think maybe he just, I got to stop and get this real quick. It's all good. It wasn't anything bad. I just remember doing it.
I was wearing $500 of makeup.
I can't say
anything. he hasn't. He looks,
aged a bit. Not at all.
He looks fantastic.
A bunch of crap.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not fair.
Does he have any idea he once called Toby Tucker, Tubby Toker?
On TV.
It's just a simple Ron Ackerman
misread,
I think.
No, Mike Browning. You brought up Mike Browning.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say this on the radio.
You can.
But he was doing this like tease and he didn't hear himself say it. So he said, and up next, something about the farting Illini.
You can say that on radio.
He didn't hear it at all. He didn't mean it. I mean, it was just,
he didn't even know?
No. And his other one was, he was trying to say something about the uniformed police officer, and it came out, the uninformed police officer. It was just like, oh, no. And I could never, if I was going to pick a story.
You never did one like that?
Well, I'll talk off the air, but
I
would, if I were going to script a story, it would always be a story about literacy. And you cannot make a joke about how I can't read tonight.
Oh, yeah.
When you're talking about literacy, because it's just wrong. But,
Fair enough. Go F yourself, San Diego. That's how we'll finish it. 36 and counting. We get a break when we come back. St. Teresa volleyball captains and head coach Brad Dalton in house. Are they out there, Matt?
They are out there.
Let's talk to the crew getting ready to go play in the state tournament. How could this hour get any better? It can. We make it better and better as we go on. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Mayor Julie Moore-Wolf. You can hear that back at NowDecatur.com. We break. Brad Dalton, along with his trio of captains, Abby Robinson, Lexi Huck, and Grace Buxton, join us next. Eric Lee Show, Matt Hall on WSLY and NowDecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Cape Air. The DMCOC and the Veterans Assistance Commission of Macon County are combining efforts to hold this year's Connect Decatur Veterans Stand Down event. This year, the annual event will provide services and resources to not only veterans and military personnel, but is open to the entire community. The day serves as an opportunity to provide immediate access to services, not just referrals. The event will take place today from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club of Decatur. For more information, go to NowDecatur.com. Decatur Public Schools are seeking input on their application process for its magnet schools. DPS has five magnet school programs: Durfee, Enterprise, French STEM Academy, Garfield, Hope Academy, and Johns Hill. Each school specializes in a distinct learning track such as STEM, the arts, technology, Montessori education, and international baccalaureate. To apply, parents have to attend a mandatory meeting and then enter into a lottery. Right now, DPS is looking for parental feedback on the process with a brief online survey. The district says they are hoping to get input from parents and the community to better evaluate the process. A link to the survey can be found at NowDecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Hello, this is Peggy Myers, Senior Vice President of Hickory Point Bank. Make your dream of homeownership a reality with Hickory Point Bank. Our experienced team of mortgage lenders will provide assistance every step of the way. We offer a full range of mortgage loan options for first-time homebuyers, including FHA and VA loans, as well as down payment assistance programs. Stop by, call, or visit us online at HickoryPointBank.com for your mortgage loan. All loans subject to credit approval. See lender for details. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You might know about the SIU Center for Family Medicine Decatur, but did you know that SIU Center for Family Medicine in Decatur is not only a teaching center, it also provides family health care to our community. In fact, SIU Center for Family Medicine is now taking new patients for family medicine. You can learn more about them at SIUMed.org. You can call to schedule an appointment at 872-3800, and you can go see them at 102 West Kenwood Avenue, Suite 100, right here in Decatur.
Real ID is a new optional form of identification for people who travel domestically. Now, you won't need a Real ID to drive a car or get a bank account or adopt that cute golden doodle that you've always wanted. But starting October 1st, 2020, you'll need a Real ID or a valid passport in order to fly. Head on over to realid.ilsos.gov to learn more. If you do choose Real ID, just follow these steps. First, visit a Secretary of State Driver Services facility to take a new photo. Make sure to bring a proof of identity and proof of social security number. You'll also need two proof of Illinois residency documents. During your visit, you'll receive a temporary paper license. Then you'll receive your new Real ID in the mail within 15 business days. Be patient and prepared with the necessary documents when visiting a facility. You have until October 1st, 2020 to get one. Just head on over to realid.ilsos.gov or call 833-503-4074 for more information.
ESPN Decatur, WSOY Decatur, and now Decatur.com present high school football playoff action this Saturday. Our pregame coverage simulcast begins on both stations at 1. Then Scott and T-Mac bring you pregame coverage at 1:15 from a week one, ahead of Central A&M at Arcola's 1:30 kickoff. Then at 2:45, WSOY will break away and bring you St. Teresa and Auburn's pregame, ahead of their 3 o'clock kickoff with Eric and Blake. Catch the action on ESPN Decatur, WSOY Decatur, and now Decatur.com.
If you have never been to spring training, you don't know what you're missing. Escape with the Cardinals to warm sunshine and blue skies in Jupiter, Florida on your next Cardinals vacation. Each package includes hotel accommodations, rental car, great seats at the games, and an exclusive post-game dinner with select Cardinals players and broadcasters. For information and for reservations, go to cardinals.com/vacations or call 1-800-892-7687.
If you don't have the Now Decatur app yet, go ahead and download it for free right now. You can enjoy the latest Byers & Company podcast, brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand.
I am giving you some control.
In addition, you'll find digital exclusives only available via the podcast. Brought to you by Jerger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today so you can get the latest Byers & Company podcast whenever you want. It.
Welcome back to the Eric Lee Show with Nick Smith on WSLY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Well, if there was ever a song that three St. Teresa students were never going to know, this would be it. Brad Dalton might know it, though.
Froze terribly.
It's all right. You guys got to learn a little bit about real hip-hop. If you like hip-hop music. Welcome back, Eric Lee Show, Matt Hall, off and running. And coming to a close on a fun show. If you missed our conversation with the mayor. You guys are following the mayor, by the way. You got to go to state to be able to follow the mayor. As we welcome Brad Dalton in, along with your three captains. How's it going?
Good.
Back to the state tournament.
Back. We survived a gauntlet of matches this past week, and I think we're ready.
And Abby Robinson, Lexi Hutt, couple seniors, Grace Buxton, only a sophomore, but these are your captains, right?
Yep.
Congratulations, ladies.
Thank you.
Abby, was there a doubt? This Quincy Notre Dame was the big one, right? And you beat them twice, the only two times they lost this year.
Oh yeah.
It's hard to beat a really good team one time. You had to beat them twice. How did you feel going into that match?
I mean, we played them in two like semifinal matches, but we knew like the big one is what was going to matter the most, and beating them in the sectional semifinal was like the best feeling.
I would always say I'd hate to be the one that win the first one, you know, because the second one's going to be. Lexi was the second one. Was it a tougher match?
I think we rattled them the first time we won. They hadn't lost all year, and we came out fired up in sectionals, and I think they were like,
a 25-10 game one win in one of those matches?
25-8.
Was that the first match or the second
first
match?
First set.
First set of the second match.
Yeah.
So you just came out and showed your dominance again.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first time we played them, we didn't show them anything. We just tried to beat them straight
That's
up.
Right. I forgot you told me, because you knew you'd play them again.
Yeah.
Did you play them last year on the way?
We played them in their tournament and they beat us.
But you didn't play them in the postseason.
No, they were in
2A,
two or three.
You weren't bumped up yet. Yeah. Is that what it was? Gotcha. Grace, you're a sophomore here. I mean, do you feel a little ahead of the game?
I guess.
Do you play with a lot of with girls older than you in summer or in club?
No, I play my age group.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just must dominate there.
Not really. No. I mean, kind of. I guess.
What position are you?
A libero.
And then I'm just guessing Lexi's a setter. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you just run in the family? So you guys were all going to be setters?
Yeah. I actually was really set against being a setter. My parents were like, that's a bummer. And I was like, okay, great.
Fair enough. And then Abby, you're an attacker, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the other girls on the team, Brad.
We got Val Nudeker. She's a sophomore. She's pretty dynamic.
Vanessa's sister? Was it Vanessa?
Yes. Yeah. Vanessa.
Yeah. Yeah. And Addison Newbons is one of our medals. She's a pretty solid player.
Yeah. And she does not play year-round because of basketball,
no,
right?
Yeah, she's a basketball player.
So is she one of those you guys look at and go, how good could you be if you played year-round, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But concentrating on one sport's a tough decision to make.
It is.
And you got somebody hurt, too, right?
Not now. We're pretty healthy.
You're pretty healthy?
Knock on wood.
Gotcha.
last year, State ended up where we got hurt. So
yeah, that's right.
Try to keep these two healthy all weekend.
I cut you off. Who else is helping you get you here?
We got a freshman medal.
Appaway.
Yeah, I don't try to pronounce it.
I was going to see if you were going to pronounce that one. I have seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
How do you say it, Abby?
Appaway. Yeah.
That's an awesome name, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we got Callie Kraft, who's really improved in the last year, and she's been pretty dominant in a lot of matches.
So you got Grace, were you on that Lords team?
No, I was on Holy Family.
You went to Holy Family. Because Lords, didn't they win a state title probably when you were at Holy Family?
It was them.
No, we did.
Oh,
we
it's
did.
You guys.
Seventh grade, yeah.
I thought it just happened a few years ago. So this was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, right? Our seventh grade year, we won state and then lost to Hartsburg.
For Ann Cooper, right, I think. Was she the coach?
No, Rhonda Glidewell.
Oh, it was Glidewell, okay. Well, I think the Cooper team had, I think I'd heard, didn't they do yes. something a few years ago?
Mm-hmm.
You got
yeah.
it. Yeah. Is that where maybe your freshman?
No, it's Grace's class with Val Nitaker, and then okay. they were seventh graders. So this year's freshman class was Appleway and Lio Oladipupo, the youngest.
Yeah.
And
Nitaker, Oladipupo, and Appleweewe. Mm-hmm. What a, you just yell, just say, hey, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. Basically. And then we got Cammie Lobbs, our other setter, who's
good.
Dictates the offense
yeah.
when Lexi's in the front row.
How many years have you been at St. T now?
This is the second.
Because you coached at MacArthur and you played.
Yeah. yeah.
Where did you play at?
Club.
It was club, but yeah. but in college you played somewhere, right?
No, I picked it up after college.
That's what it was, okay.
And just played.
I thought you were a club guy in college too, but I mean, you've been around volleyball your whole life though. And
for a long time.
It's not that hard to look at this setup you've got and go, I could do this for many years.
Yeah.
What was all the sign language? You got it. Wasn't that long of an interview. We'll have you guys out here. I want to know what's going on. Because that one was scary looking. you're going to be good for a while. How cool.
We should.
As much as you love these seniors, it's like you're already playing freshmen. You got sophomore Grace.
I'm not afraid to play young kids. When you look at your roster at the beginning of the season, you try to envision what it's going to be like at the end and what this kid's going to be able to do after a whole year of playing varsity volleyball.
When did let's start with Abby. When did you start playing volleyball?
Oh, goodness.
Like, you were pretty young.
I was definitely young.
All of you were pretty young when you started?
Oh, yeah. Like
first grade.
So, like, when you yeah. were – when you did you look up – who did you look up to? Was it the St. T team? I mean
– my sister is 7 years older than
okay,
me.
Okay.
So she was, like, I don't know, like 10 when she started, and I would have been, like, 3.
Yeah.
So –
and that's Courtney, who went to
St. T.
Well, St. T, but also went to, not Whitewater. I do this every time.
Wittenberg.
Yeah. Yep. And I think her last match was against Milliken in a crazy yes. comeback fashion, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember watching that. And
I don't even know who I looked up to.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, like you just.
Well, that started out like Lexi, Cammie, and I actually all started at LSA. So we weren't even in, like, the St. T focus.
Yeah.
And then, like, going to Lourdes, like, we still didn't really, like, look that much into it.
I mean, did
it.
You watch high school volleyball?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Grace, did you just happen to be good at this?
No, I did like this thing at the disc called like Illini United.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
And like I would stand at the end of the line, being like literally like 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
And then I'd see all the older girls and I'd like look up to them.
Well, you're a libero, right?
Right.
So you're just tough.
I became a libero my freshman year.
I mean, I think volleyball pound for pound is exciting as any sport you can watch, and I honestly say that all the time, especially because we cover Milliken, and it's like, so you're taking balls off the dome, you know. Yeah. I mean, everybody can, you know, obviously yeah. when somebody goes and attacks, but it's like, are you a naturally tough person? No BS. Don't put up with anything. You're not.
Cammie Love, our setter, so I sacrifice my body, so that kind of just do that.
Yeah.
Just
yeah. You love pancakes. I learned what a pancake yeah. was from McAtee. Yeah. We did the Milliken game. Yeah. So I mean, you got to put your body on the line a little bit.
Yeah.
But I ask you about looking up to people because, well, you go to St. T. If you go to Lourdes and play football, you probably grow up watching Jacardier. You know, mm-hmm. if you go to Morrell, you grow up watching the high school team. And who was, you know, we've seen Mount Zion be the best program around here, but you've helped turn, I mean, when you were younger, that face, but you've now continued a more recent tradition that St. T is the program around here.
Tradition.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean that feels pretty good, right?
Oh yeah.
Is there some pressure with it too? Like we can't come in and lay a bunch of eggs here. We gotta yeah. deliver. We gotta
I
win.
I think there was a lot of pressure at the beginning of the year. Like, oh my gosh, we went to state last year and we made an epic run. We got third and stuff. And then this year is like, oh my gosh, we gotta get back there. So I think some of the pressure's been alleviated since we got there this year.
Okay.
We went through such a hard postseason.
Yeah.
And plus there's always like trash talk between like the schools. So we're like, we're gonna beat you. Like, we don't care if you went to state.
And like all those schools are like secretly like wishing we lose.
Sure.
You know?
Well, that's
they give us that vibe.
We had the bullseye this year.
We're on the top of the pedestal. Nobody likes you. you guys like Morrell Forsyth football?
No.
Yeah. Guess why?
Oh, but that's
because they've been on top of the pedestal for a decade, and now you know you're not supposed to like him. Matt went there, by the way. You don't like him.
Sorry, Matt.
No, but you know, so now we got. Is it Rockford Lutheran?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do we know anything about them?
We watched them with their little practice session today, and
you're allowed to watch each other's practice session.
Yeah.
You didn't show them anything, did you?
Yeah, we just let it rip.
We don't practice well.
Good.
Yeah.
What a weird comment.
It's before really. Big matches, we haven't practiced well.
Yeah.
And
never.
That's usually how I know that we're going to be fine.
All right. Good enough. You play tomorrow. Is it 1:30?
Yeah.
Tomorrow at 1:30. We'll worry about the Friday time. We'll let you go out there and work for that before we talk about, you know, what game you can play in. But you will play on Saturday either way. How important is it to finish better than third in your senior years? Is that part of it? Or is it just state title or nothing will make you happy right now?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think there was just so much pressure to get here that it's almost just like, oh my gosh, we made it. Like, we did this.
Yeah.
But now I think we definitely have our eye on the prize.
Yeah.
We definitely won it so bad.
All right. And Grace isn't tough, so she won't scare you if you lose your confidence or your focus. Thanks for taking some time to come in. Anything else you want to touch on? Would you leave anybody out?
I don't think we left anybody out, did we?
Our amazing bench.
Yeah.
Yeah, our bench.
We would not be here without our bench.
You got a spirited bench?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty spirited. They start chants and... Always jumping up and down.
Does that really help?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like Audrey Banning, Emily Birchbach.
And I think it helps the mental state of like our team, but also the other team. The other team's like, whoa.
Like they're crazy. Really?
Like they turn, they look down the floor and they see Audrey Banning like screaming her eyes.
They've literally knocked me over a couple times jumping off the bench.
Brad will just look over like, sit down.
Yeah. So, I mean, no matter, and you're going to have a good crowd there always. Yeah. But no matter what the crowd is. Is it support of the peers? It's kind of cool. I mean, you know, because they're not playing. They want to be playing. You know. Mm-hmm. But you know, a lot of them are younger. They get to keep their tradition going for the future, right? So you got to keep that going.
Yeah.
St. T. Volleyball becoming the Kings. continuing becoming the Kings. Back to state they go. Give them hell this weekend.
Thank you.
Go to
Thanks,
work.
Sir.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Brad Dalton, Abby Robinson, Lexi Huck, and Grace Buxton. Full crew. If you missed any of that conversation, it'll be available at natticator.com. You can go to the free Natticator app as well and get caught up. We'll have it posted on Facebook as well on the Natticator page. We get a break, last break of the day. Come back to put a wrap on things. We lead you up to Sport Talk, Mark Tupper, Tim Kaine. But first, three-day weather forecast. Matt Hall, how's it looking?
Well, it's dark out now. It's going to be warmer here soon. But tonight, mostly cloudy skies, low around 17 degrees. For your Friday, sunny skies and a high near 40 degrees. And for your Saturday, partly sunny and a high near 41. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 31 degrees.
Macon County, let's see your sparkle. Brinkotter Realtors and Newhoff Media are proud to present Bright Bulbs, a beloved holiday tradition designed to celebrate our community's seasonal glow. Homes and businesses are encouraged to enter your best and brightest outdoor lighting display at brinkotter.com/brightbulbs. There you can also make nominations and vote for your favorite display. Bright Bulbs winners will receive a host of spectacular prizes, including a $500 Visa gift card from Brinkotter Realtors, an Arlo Pro 2 indoor-outdoor security camera, courtesy of Hickory Point Bank, 2 Blues hockey tickets from our friends at Macon County Title, Papa Murphy's Pizza for a year, and a 30-day free membership from our friends at Red Zone and ML CrossFit. This holiday season, be a shining example of hope, joy, and community goodwill. Visit brinkotter.com/brightbulbs today for your chance to win.
Hi, I'm Beth Creighton.
And I'm Laura Ledford.
And we are your hosts for Fine Arts Fridays from 5 to 6 p.m., sponsored by the Millikan University College of Fine Arts.
We'll talk about all things fine arts at Millikan and beyond, the people, the process, the performance, and the pandemonium.
Join us for Fine Arts Fridays from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live on nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to the Eric Lee Show with Nick Smith on WSLY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Uh-oh. I've stabbed Courtney Huck's heart out of her body with the Millikan comment.
Yep.
That wasn't the goal, Courtney, but it was the... Well, one of the most amazing things I've ever watched. Fifth game, NCAA tournament. Courtney, turn the radio off. Turn your phone off, however you're listening. And I believe Wittenberg has it's a race to 15 in the fifth set. And I don't remember. I think it was 14-9. And Millikan came all the way, maybe 14-8. Millikan came back and tied it.
Yep.
And then Wittenberg scores a point. And then Millikan gets it back and they score a couple points. And Millikan ends up winning, so... It wasn't because of Courtney Huck. She did her job times 50. Her teammates should have been
better. She was so much fun. She was one of the first viol players I interviewed besides Marie Less.
Yeah.
When she was signed to go to Whitmer. I that was my first, like, oh, let me interview you about this. And her family's been great. I've always nice to see them whenever I go out to, like, cover volleyball games or whatever out in the community.
Girls told me Blake Allison the other night on the CT broadcast goes, he just couldn't remember Marie Less's first name.
Yeah.
And it was like, she's Division I volleyball player. Like, he remembered Emily.
Yeah.
He's like, and I guess he said, I can't remember the other one right now. She might be, well, her and Morgan Criswell are the best. Well, I mean, probably Morgan went to Illinois.
Yeah.
Are those the best
collegians
that we've known?
We've covered? Because you can't go with Leggett Girl. I know there's some other ones that are here and there, too. There's
She went to Illinois State.
Hockaday went to Iowa State,
that's
obviously.
Right.
There's a big one there. But from when we were in town, I came in after Criswell. But I did. I've obviously covered Marie Less. I remember how great she was. And Bailey Mason. And, insert numerous ones. I'm going to forget some titles there, but some names there. But, yeah, she was legit good.
I forget to even bring them up. Abby's going to Huntington. And Lexi's going to Calvin College, which is, I believe, the year. So here's where Courtney Huck gets even, because the year that Milliken did that to Wittenberg, I'm pretty sure Milliken then lost to Calvin, and Calvin won the national title. If it wasn't that year, it was the next year Calvin won the national title. And then the next year, Calvin hosted the national championship, but they didn't win it. But Lexi's going to one hell of a Division III volleyball program. If we ever see Lexi play against Milliken, Milliken's doing really well. Well, yes. Actually, they probably will play during the regular season, too. So. Last minute or so, as we wind down, Sport Talk, Mark Tupper, Tim Kaine getting ready to take over, for the rest of the way. Fun show, quick moving show. If you missed Ron Pate with Ameren, the mayor, Julie Moore Wolf, with our Who Dis segment number two, and, the St. Teresa crew, head coach Brad Dalton, along with Abby Robinson, Lexi Huck and Grace Buxton. All that'll be available at natdecatur.com. Again, we'll upload it by the hour, but also the individual interviews, and you can see them at natdecatur.com. You can, go back and hear these on the Now Decatur app, and we'll post them all as well to the Now Decatur Facebook page. Have a great night, and great rest of your weekend. Turn it over to Sport Talk. I'm guessing they'll hit on a little bit of this Memphis, story with James Wiseman. I don't know, but he's ineligible officially, which is kind of the big deal story of the day, but plenty of Illini talk and more. No Illini this week, football or basketball. Three games next week along with football returning. Have a great one. Sport Talk's next.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Cape Air. The St. Teresa girls volleyball team prepares for this weekend's state tournament. The girls won the Farmington Super Sectional over Orion and will play the first round of the state tournament against Rockford Lutheran. Senior captain Lexi Huck.
I think it'd be a dream come true for all of us. There's a lot of hard work ahead of us before we accomplish that, but we've put the work in and I think we're ready.
State matchup will be played at the Redbird Arena in Bloomington, Illinois on Friday and Saturday. Illinois Court-Appointed Special Advocates, or CASA, is asking military veterans to consider volunteering for the program. Yesterday in Springfield, members of the Illinois General Assembly, along with CASA officials, held a Capitol press conference to encourage the state's veterans to volunteer with their local CASA group. Representative Dan Calkins says one of the problems currently is a lack of needed volunteers.
I want you to know that you're needed, and we stand here ready, willing, and able to help. We encourage you to get involved with CASA in your county. I'll be working with our local CASA unit.
Calkins pledged to work with local veteran groups to help the Macon County chapter of CASA. CASA volunteers.